This is Annabelle Nelson, PhD in psychology. I want to share an imagery exercise with you today on emotional transformation. You know, those of us on the spiritual path often have a bit of conflict with our emotions. It's almost as if we're to be a yogi in a cave and never feel anything. But really, we're humans, and emotions are very much part of our daily life. So really, the task is, what do we do with our emotions? We know from Fritz Perls, a famous psychologist who started the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California, that to change an emotion, you need to accept it. And imagery is a real powerful tool for accepting emotions because you can feel them outside of the conscious ego mind that's always trying to control our emotions or skew our emotions or suppress our emotions. So imagery is almost magic. It goes into our unconscious, it opens up memories. It's very responsive to emotions. We can image these emotions in our body because our body has a lot of knowledge and wisdom about our emotions. And as a result, we can transform them. A great yogic philosopher said, really, the idea of consciousness growth, enlightenment, transformation is to have our emotions be like clouds in the sky. They come, they build, they're powerful, maybe a rainstorm, but then they move across the sky. So our minds become like that sky. Emotions come, we sense them fully, and then we can let them go, we can release them. And emotions are also messengers of things we maybe need to pay attention to, things buried in our unconscious that it'd be really good to open up and let out. So we have more space in our mind. We have more access to our potential because those emotions down there buried in the unconscious aren't there anymore. We've released them. So take a trip with me. Take a journey for the next few minutes. We'll relax and then we'll use imagery to see an emotion that occurred in the last couple of weeks. And then transform that emotion. Those of us who work with imagery in the unconscious, one assumption we have is that any emotion is tied to other emotions in the unconscious. So it doesn't matter which one we start with, they'll all go and open our mind so it can be released. So relax. Settle in, uncross your legs, wiggle your hands a little, settle in. Think about your right foot, right big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth toe, little toe. Relax them, relax the sole of your foot, your ankle, your calf. Go underneath your kneecap of your right leg. Relax your right quadricep, that thigh, that big muscle in your body. Open up your right hip joint. Good. See the ball and socket, and just in your mind's eye, very, very, very slightly, open up just a little space in that socket. Relax your left foot and leg, your left big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth. Relax your left ankle, your left calf. Go underneath that left kneecap, your left thigh, your quadricep. Open up slightly, very slightly in your mind's eye, your left hip joint. Relax your groin, your stomach, your lungs, big organs, down low on your back, up high, your clavicle. Soften your sternum so your ribs can open slightly on your next inhalation. Great. Relax your right hand, your right thumb, index, middle ring, little finger, your right palm is heavier. Relax your right forearm, elbow, upper arm. Your mind's eye, see your right shoulder joint open slightly. Good. Your whole body's feeling warmer and heavier. There's nothing to do right now. No one to take care of, no financial pressures, no housework, no relationship issues. It's just you, you and your body, yourself, your spirit, your heart. Relax your left hand, thumb, index, middle, ring, little finger. Your left palm feels warm and heavy. Your left wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm. See that left shoulder socket open slightly. Good, very slightly. You feel like your shoulders are settling down a little bit instead of like being up around your neck. Your shoulders are moving down. Think about your spinal column, those vertebrae. Restack them in your mind's eye. Almost like a pile of blocks, but keep those curves there. Relax your lumbar curve, your cervical curve, the back of your head, the top of your head. Relax your cheeks and your tongue. Relax your right ear and your left ear. Relax your nose. Your whole body's feeling heavier and warmer. Feel your life force. You feel that health. That health that beats inside of you, that moves you in positive ways. Take another breath. Think back to the last 2 weeks when something happened that didn't feel so good. We're going to image it like it's a movie playing in your mind. And to make the image very vivid, hopefully we'll use all your senses. Vision, touch, smells, sounds, movement. Where are you when this happened? See if you can keep it present time, like it's happening again. But it's an image, right? So there's not a lot of emotion involved with it right now. But watch it unfold again. Where are you? See if you notice any surfaces around you, if you're inside or if you're outside, any plants, trees, colors, smells. Something happened that didn't feel so good. Someone with you, more than one person? Who's saying what? Let that image unfold. See it as clearly as you can. And of course, in imagery, it's fine if you don't see things clearly. Maybe you have feelings, maybe you see swatches of colors. But you can keep looking to see if you can bring it into focus. Okay, now let's check in with your body. Where are you feeling the most as this event unfolds? Is it in your stomach, your back, your head? Where do you feel the most? Again, don't worry about being right with your imagery. Just let whatever comes. If you're feeling it in several places, go to the place in your body where the feeling is the strongest. What does that feeling look like? How big is it? Is it inside your body? Is it outside? What shape is it? Is it smooth? Is it rough? What color is it? So I know it might be a little uncomfortable because this is a feeling that you didn't like so well, but stay with it for just a couple more seconds so you can get a really good visual of it. Okay, now give yourself permission to change it. Change the visual. Change the way it looks. Just like you gave yourself firm, positive suggestion to relax your body, give yourself that same suggestion to change the visual of this feeling, this emotion. Good. Might change shapes, it might get smaller, might change colors. Let your intuition change this emotion, transform it, the visual. Good. Now let that transformation complete. And it could be over time you go back to this visual. It could take a little bit for it to either completely disappear or be released or shift to something that is positive. But let that transformation complete itself. Good. And maybe as the transformation happens, you might have an aha, like, this is what this is about now. Or this is what I want to do next time. Right. Let's close the unconscious now. One image I really like is, I've done quite a bit of snorkeling in my life, and I've been in a Caribbean sea that's warm and gentle, and a beautiful blue, a turquoise blue, and it's kind of around my waist. I'm close to the beach, and it's gently rocking me. It's almost like my body turns into grass growing in the ocean that moves back and forth. So if that image works, why don't you go to that gentle rocking place and feel yourself rocked? Then thank yourself for the work today. And realize that you do have the power to not let emotions take over with anxiety or fear or sadness. Those emotions are important, they're messengers, but they can transform like the clouds in the sky.